This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. I talked with Juliana recently on a peninsula along the Down East Coast to talk about their field work with Maine saw-whet owls.
Hi, I'm Juliana Ramirez. I am the current resident bander here at Petit Manan Point for Project OwlNet. I'm a field biologist and artist, kind of split up my time trying to do both. We're out here catching northern saw-whet owls. Not only are they an owl that I don't think people see a lot, hear a lot, but they're also migratory owls. And, you know, not a lot of owls migrate. So it's the sort of thing where people don't know a ton about what they're doing, where they are. The more we find out about owls, but also this species, the more we know that we don't know, in a way. And something really exciting that we've been doing is putting MODIS nanotags on these owls for Aaron Kuhlman's master's project. And through that, we're going to be finding out all sorts of, like, pretty much brand new information about their migration patterns and their habit. You know, migration route is there and back, very simple. But Dave Brinker, our boss here, you know, he's pointed out, well, there are some suspicions that maybe they take a different migratory route every year. And so doing what we do here, we'll have these like little thought experiments throughout these like late dark nights and be like, oh, like, where are they coming from? And what drives this path or this decision? And, you know, what are all of the factors that are putting the pieces of the puzzle together? Hopefully we can figure that out by being out here and doing this. I think in regards to what people don't know about field biologists, I think the thing that comes to my mind is like the lifestyle. So many of our friends and colleagues will start a job that's seasonal and they have to immediately apply for another job. And it's exhausting. It's, you know, I mean, I think we all do it because we really, really enjoy it and we're passionate about it, but it definitely has its like setbacks in the sense that like you're kind of living a lifestyle that is not very cohesive with like society and standards. Like I know we had like discussions earlier on where we were like, oh my God, my healthcare. And like, you know, it's like, it's really hard to get a grasp on things like that, that are not so cut and dry when you're jumping from job to job and place to place. And I mean, honestly, it is like, in my opinion, it's a privileged field. Not everyone can do it, but I also can acknowledge that not everyone wants to. I think a lot of people are not comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think that's something that's definitely needed for this kind of work. I don't think that adventure and like outdoors and taking risks, like that was not encouraged to me, for me as a kid. My parents definitely nurtured the art route more and just generally like safer things. Well, what got me into it, I think it probably started with just wanting some kind of grand adventure. I've always really enjoyed like animals and the environment. And so I had gotten into conservation work and I started off doing things like, you know, I did like trail work. I was on like a chainsaw crew and I did these things. And then I started jumping more into a purpose that you really care about. It just feels like living as a human animal. That's how I find myself describing it a lot of the time.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.